You took a while to come out to talk to us this afternoon. What's your assessment of what you played against Southampton today?
It's simple. The first half were not good. They were much better. No better. Because they were not better. They scored a goal. It's another situation. Is a little bit difficult to accept, but it's not the first time. And I'm not saying that the responsible of that is a John when he was Claudio. I'm not like that, a guy like that. So it's simple. So if you want to accept, you want to improve, we cannot give this kind of, you know, a situation. And the second half, they change. The players change. They change and we're much, much, much better.
Iheanacho made such a difference, the positions he was getting himself into as well. Obviously, he got you back into the game, but he just seems to be a natural finisher.
The second half?
Yes.
Yeah, I thought we were in the moment, except the last 10, 12 minutes, where I think we played a good 30 minutes the second half. We were okay. And after a little bit was up and down, but the same, the second half, they had one chance, and we were there many times.
They certainly made it difficult for you this afternoon, but the way they defended towards the end of the game, the tackles that they were putting in just to keep hold of that point that obviously they got as well.
Yeah, that's true. So, no, I don't have too many regrets so to my team. So, but the situation now is a lot of games without winning, and you have to try to change, of course, that situation, because we miss a good opportunity. We miss a lot of two good opportunities to stay there, to take a distance on other teams, two games at home, and we didn't win both.
People will look at the negatives, I suppose. You say it's been a while now since you won. It's been five winless. You obviously don't do that very often as a manager. But the positive is that you're back on top of the Premier League. Is there too much drama at the moment?
No. So it's the Premier League. We are there, so in the top. But when the reality is we didn't win the last five games. That is the reality in both competitions. And you want to achieve the next step, like a team, like a club. So normally it doesn't happen in the big clubs. And that's why we have to accept who I am, where I am. And from then, it's going up.
Is it just about adapting to a new style of play? Come in here, you haven't been here very often.
No, I don't think so, because if we had adapted to a style, we didn't win 10 games in a row. We didn't play in that level. So when we are able to do that, it's because we show we are able to do that. The situation is now we are not able and try to find the reason why.
Pep, you were in the dressing room for quite a while after the game. What were you saying to the players? What are the messages you're trying to get through to them?
No, we spoke with some players and take a Coca-Cola red wine and stay there. Nothing special.
You're not too disappointed or too downhearted. It's either black or white, it would seem. There's no grey area. So without winning for a little while, naturally, there'll be headlines, but you're not too downbeat.
I never thought it would happy when the people said to me in the first period of the season, say, if you expect that, I said, no, I'm so happy I didn't expect. So I knew that it would happen like this. So the most difficult thing in the big clubs, or when you became a big club, is your stable, your regularity. So you sometimes don't win, draw, but you are there and there and there. And we were able in the beginning, and now we are five games in two competitions, we are not able. So we have to recover as soon as possible.
Can I just ask about Kevin De Bruyne? Is he okay?
I have a
knock.
I think it will not be dangerous.